Well, good morning. It's like we haven't been together, so we all have to catch up right now. It's great. Welcome. I am so glad that you are here this morning. My name is Kevin, and I have the joy of serving our youth and young adults here at Element. And with that, I want to let you know one more last announcement. Element, we have started a weekly young adults gathering. Finally. No, for 18 to 25-ish year old people. And so if you are, or if you know someone who is, in the early adult stage of life, maybe they're just entering the workforce, or they're training for a vocation, or they're attending college, or something along those lines, this is a gathering for you or them. We meet most Wednesdays in the barn across the parking lot here from 7 to 9 p.m., and if you want to get connected, just come and see me after service, and I'd love to get you on our reminder list so that you have updates when and where we're meeting. So again, my name is Kevin, and welcome to Element this morning. Today will be a bit different than usual, but it will be good, I promise. As you see, there's no podium here. We're moving things around, right? So I was today going to close out the Never Read a Bible Verse series without context, right? The important piece. And it was going to be on Matthew 6:15, which says, "If you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." Which is a pretty heavy verse. So if you have questions about that, you can come and talk to me later. But instead, here's what's happening. I can't read. It says Thanksgiving. There you go. I need glasses. This is the thing. Over Thanksgiving break, I had the honor of leading a group of 12 people, whom you'll hear from some of them today, to the north part of Thailand to visit this ministry that Element has invested in for the last several years. And when we returned from that trip to Thailand, that mission trip, it was obvious that the team needed an opportunity to share what God was doing in Thailand, what he is still doing even this morning over there, although it's almost Monday, but that's okay. So when would we do this? So after prayer and discussion, we changed things around, and so today is going to be more of a Thailand recap than it is me finishing out that series. But like I said, if you have questions about Matthew 6:15, feel free to ask me, and I'll get you an answer to that question that comes out of that verse. But as we jump in, as is our practice here at Element, we believe in God's Word. And so I still wanted to share something from God's Word with us this morning. So I'm inviting MJ up to come and read from God's Word for us, and then we'll pray and move on.
Hello, good morning, everyone. Like Kevin said, my name is MJ, for those of you who don't know me. And I had the wonderful opportunity to join them on this Thailand trip, which was really a blessing for all of us. So would you please stand with me for the reading of God's Word? I'm reading from 1 Chronicles 16:29 through 36, the New International Version. "Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea resound in all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let the trees of the forest sing. Let them sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Cry out, save us, God our Savior. Gather us and deliver us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting." And then all the people said amen and praised the Lord. Thank you.
Thanks, MJ. Pray with me. Jesus, thank you again for this morning. God, we are here because of you. Like we sang earlier, it's not to us that it's about our glory. This is all about you. So would you this morning lead us, guide our hearts back to you, show us how we can be more in awe of you and what you are doing in this world so that we might be worshipers wherever we go all the time. So we give you this morning in Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead and have a seat. This hymn of praise that MJ read is from the Old Testament, and it was written by King David to celebrate the return of the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem. It had been captured and given to the Philistines, and finally David is celebrating because it's taken a long time and a lot of process to get it back. But let me say that another way, just to clarify again what's going on here. King David wrote these words to worship God because the symbol of God's presence, the Ark of the Covenant, was now home with God's people in Jerusalem. And did you notice what it said in the middle of that verse? A couple of different times, but particularly, David wrote, "Say among the nations that the Lord reigns." You see, King David is celebrating God's power and his presence. David is marking God's mighty work and is asking God to do even greater things so that all nations and all people might know God and come to worship him, for he is good. And that's what this is all about. That's why Element exists, to celebrate what God has done through the gospel and to share that truth with all peoples, our family, our neighbors, our classmates, our teammates and coworkers, maybe the strangers that we interact with, and everyone across the globe. So we exist to bring glory to God, and that's what we aim to do even now and this morning. So today, we want to share about Thailand and about Tom and Jing and their ministry and about our experiences, but the purpose is all to bring glory to God. It's not about those of us who went on the trip. It's not about what we did or experienced, although that's cool to hear. But today is about God's power and grace, and that he is faithful and alive to accomplish more than we can ask or imagine. Today, our prayer is that as you catch a glimpse of what God is doing around the globe, and that as you see that and experience that even, that you are encouraged even more to participate in his work here and now, even in your lives in new waves, wherever and however that might be. So with that, here's a little introduction video to what it was like in Thailand.
Hi, my name is Frank, or as they would say in Thailand, Sawadee Kap. Bomshu Frank. Thailand is a beautiful country, lush and green, with a culture of honor, tradition, and generosity. There are colorful buildings, clothing, food, and smiles are abundant on nearly every face you encounter. Yet those smiles hide poverty and difficulty, pain and heartache, and a need for the gospel. Less than 2% of the population is Christian. Over 90% are Buddhist, and the remaining majority following Islam. But there is good news. Doors are opening for the gospel to spread, and Jesus' church is alive and growing. Once we arrived, we participated in a youth camp and a church gathering and experienced firsthand the sincerity of worship, the power of communal prayer, and the presence of God among his people. You, Element, are part of this work. Since 2020, we have invested heavily into supporting a family who are taking the gospel into the northern part of Thailand. Their names are Tom and Jing, and they primarily are ministering through 6 through 20 year olds. Tom and Jing and their family are tangibly sharing Jesus' love to the youth in their area, especially those in broken families and challenging situations. They are full of the Holy Spirit, and God keeps opening doors for their ministry to thrive. Tom and Jing want to see this generation of youth experience the gospel and then transform their families and towns as they grow up and enter the workforce and start families. We even see monks dropping their children off in this ministry. Element has also provided scholarship funds so kids can stay in school and not have to go to work early, which oftentimes leads to sex trade indenture. With 30 scholarship kids each year, there is real impact in this small village. We are praying earnestly for true cultural change as the next generation grows up.
that gives you a little bit of a visual for some of the stuff. You got to see some of us dancing. Isn't that fun? but as we get started, we thought, let's just have some of the team share what we saw and experienced among the youth and at the church there. So to both of you, we'll have you go one after another, but what's your name and why did you sign up for Thailand?
My name is Sabin. The real reason I signed up for Thailand is I love Element, 100%. So don't get me wrong when I say this, but I was feeling really dry. I had had a lot of staleness in my life, felt like I was going through the motions, and I needed to get shook up. Also, like, I'm a huge protector at heart, and once I heard that there were, like, youngsters going on this trip, I kind of wanted to be that guy to make sure to oversee everybody. but mostly I wanted to go so I can experience God's love in a different area outside of this, because I've been doing this with you guys since we started in like lawn chairs back in the day, and I needed to get shook up. So that was my real motivation as to why I went. I felt like God was calling me to that. What happened over there, I didn't expect to happen at all. Like, I had an idea in my head, but God does what he does, you know?
Tim.
My name is Tim. I went on the Thailand trip just to experience new things, and it turned out to be way different than I thought, and the experiences I'll never forget.
So Tim, you have the microphone still. Share one of your experiences from either the youth camp or the church while we were there.
The church Sunday, it was so bright in there, seeing everyone's faces smiling, it was almost blinding. The best example I can give is looking into the sun, into each face of every man, woman, and child who was there to worship.
Yeah, yeah. We kind of experienced God's presence very powerfully that Sunday morning and many other times during the trip, but that's what Tim is trying to explain with that blinding brightness. Any other thoughts about the church or what you experienced a little bit in Thailand?
With the church, they do a lot for what little they have. They try their best at everything that we've seen, and it's amazing.
Okay. What about you, Sabin? What did you experience while we were with the youth that Saturday or at the church on Sunday?
Well, the welcoming was just amazing. We got out, and they were just like, whoa, look at these monsters. And it wasn't just me. But they just flocked to us and welcomed us so welcomingly. I could say, I can remember specifically everybody that was on our trip having a specific welcome to them. And they're just such a beautiful people. They're so welcoming, like I said. But what they do really well that I wasn't expecting is how well they serve each other. Their concept of service to one another was beyond anything I'd ever seen. And it wasn't like they were being told to serve or asked to serve. They just did it. And they knew how to do it. And it's not like they were being, it's just really hard to explain. They just knew how to love on one another through this aspect. The other thing that was really interesting to me is that on the Saturday night when we had gotten there, they were having a youth night that night. And they're singing the same worship songs that we sing, but they're singing them in Thai. I mean, because that's what they speak. And for us to sit there knowing these songs in English, it was interesting to sing along with them, but there was this like hunger that I hadn't really experienced in the Western church. I mean, to paraphrase off of what Tim just said, their guitars were handmade, like they made them themselves. Their microphones wasn't like this. It was very rudimentary. And it didn't matter that the batteries went out in the middle of their service, they just kept going. It didn't matter that the lights weren't perfect, they just kept running. And it didn't matter that things were moving in a direction that like they weren't expecting it to happen, because they were all there to actually hear the joy of the Lord and be a part of the joy of the Lord and to serve one another in a way that I just hadn't experienced. And to hear those songs and to sing with them in both Thai and English, some of us got highly emotional. Brayton, who's not here today, and Christy Morangi specifically are in my mind about that. When we were bawling, because God isn't just real here, he's real there. And to know that in your mind is one thing, but to actually know that in your soul and the depths of who you are, that these people are worshiping the same God as you, unabandoned, like they didn't care who was watching. They didn't care about their situations at home. They were present, they were in it. And so that was heart-changing and life-changing for, I would say, all of us.
Yeah, it was.
That's what happened Saturday. I could go on forever. I'm really long-winded.
And we're running out of time.
But yeah, I wanted to share that one experience, probably a Saturday night was a good setting of the tone, because that Saturday night set the tone for the rest of the trip. And we were just in it from that point. You didn't have a choice. You were in it. Yeah. The Spirit of God is great.
It was amazing. Tim, prep maybe one last thought here before we go to this next video. But I wanted to share just a moment on that. We got to Thailand at 1:30 in the afternoon, and the youth camp started at 2. So just to give you, we really were in it right away.
Yeah.
And God was there the whole time.
Yeah.
Tim, any last thoughts? What you saw in Thailand?
I saw the Lord show in many different ways, through the kids, through the adults, through the schools, and how ready the kids were to learn about the gospel. It was amazing to see that. For a country that's not very Christian, them still wanting to learn and understand was great.
It was really powerful. So a little bit more of our story, we've got another video for you. So thank you, Tim and Saban.
Hello, my name is Patricia. In Thailand, our team had the privilege of serving alongside Tom and Jing and their son Nemo, as well as a few other missionaries and locals, Randy and Edie and Esther. Our team was invited to put on an English camp at 2 public schools using crafts, sports, and conversation to engage students from 6 to 20 years old. For the first time for Tom and Jing, God had opened the way for us to teach English through a Bible class as well. The joy on students' faces, the appreciation in their eyes, were proof that they were receiving God's love in our interactions. Watching Tom and Jing and Nemo in action was inspiring. God has gifted them to draw in youth and show and preach the gospel. Each class had its own highlights and challenges. Running out of craft supplies, dealing with disruptive students, communicating across languages. Yet in it all, God was present and working to change hearts. Gospel seeds were planted and more students met Tom and Jing, and we pray these students will connect with them and their ministry in the future. We also interacted with many of the scholarship students, supported by people at Element. Their stories were powerful and their gratitude was moving, and their growing understanding and love for Jesus was evident as well. Several have been baptized in the past 2 years. Praise God for the work He is doing.
All right. So, what's your name and why did you sign up for Thailand? Slide it up.
Sorry.
There we go.
All right, I'm Jim. And why I went to Thailand is kind of interesting, as some of the staff will relate to you, because I couldn't figure out what my role would be. So I really struggled with making this trip. I couldn't come up with what value added I could add to this delegation. And I really struggled with that. And two, I'd been to Asia several times, mainly with the military, and I just really wasn't looking forward to making that very long trip again. But at the end of the day, I just couldn't come up with a reason not to go, quite honestly. And God just made it available. And with that, I just want to thank Element, one, for your support of this incredible ministry, your support for this delegation to make this trip, and mainly also for your prayer coverings for the trip. Because I felt it. When I got on that van up at the barn to head to LAX, I had such a peace and calm come over me about this trip. I couldn't explain it. I absolutely could not explain the peace I felt when I climbed on that van. And folks, you got to understand, there were a lot of moving parts for this trip. 6 separate flights, three different lodgings, early mornings. One morning was a 5 a.m. report time. Ground transportation, meals, incredibly beautiful weather the entire time we were there. And one thing I was really concerned about, and God covered us, was that we'd all stay healthy and that somebody wouldn't just step off a curve and, you know, twist an ankle or something. We all stayed healthy during that entire trip. So I really want to thank you for your prayer coverings, because I can tell you, it was felt.
Yeah.
My name is Frank, and I think the reason I joined just this trip is because when Kevin, like, first told me about it, I, like, instantly wanted to go, because obviously, like, international, like, mom tried to be international, you know? But, I think I just wanted to get closer with God and experience something that not a lot of people get to experience, and experience like an eye-opening experience. And did I just say experience three times? But yeah, I just wanted to, you know, do something new. And I made a best friend there, so I won't forget that ever.
So what's one thing then, Frank, that you experienced while you were in Thailand? Maybe tell us a short thing about what you just said.
What I experienced?
Well, about, yeah, the fourth, fifth time experience. There you go. No, tell us maybe a little bit about Nemo.
About Nemo?
Who is he first?
Nemo is Tom and Jean's son. And that's like my homeboy right there. But I think he like has a good, like, sense of what he's doing, and he's like a really good kid, and he works with the youth well. And I think that's one thing that Tom and Jing both have, like their whole family, is like their ability with working with the youth is like crazy. It's like really good.
Yeah. So just to give you a little more context, Nemo is 17 years old. He's about to graduate high school, and Tom and Jing have done a really good job of discipling him as their son. And so actually, you probably remember this, but Nemo hadn't done much English to Thai translation, but he was thrown in at the last minute with us. And so he was on our sports side, and he was basically leading. Frank and Brayton and Nemo together were leading that whole bit of what we were doing in English schools. I mean, in the regular schools while we were teaching English those 2 days. But anything else to add about your bromance with Nemo?
I think Kevin's just jealous.
Frank was my roommate, but I did lose him. All right. Tell us, what did you see about Tom and Jing while you were there from their ministry?
Well, I felt like I got to know Tom much better than I got to know Jing, mainly because on the ground transportation, the van couldn't accommodate everybody. So Patricia, Dave, and I ended up in Tom's truck. So this started with a 3-hour drive from Udon Thani, where we flew into in northern Thailand, down to Biang Khan province. So we got to know Tom pretty well. I mean, we did switch in and out of the van, but we were mainly with Tom. So I felt like I really got to know him. And what I came to love about him was his heart. And as it's mentioned, Thailand's 99% Buddhist. And I never really had the chance to sit down and hear his story on how he became a Christian. But the man had such a heart. And I remember particularly when we were going into our very first public school, and I wish I had the time to just share that whole experience with you, because there was God's covering, no doubt. I was on the team that led the English with Tim and Genesis, and I really didn't know how in the world are we going to step out on this. I mean, Tim and Genesis and I had met several times. We kind of storyboarded the presentation. But I really didn't know how we were going to step out on this, particularly with different culture, different language. And when we were driving into that first school, Patricia, David, myself, and Tom in his truck, he just started praying for God's covering of that day and for the education. And folks, it was amazing what we did in those schools for those 2 days. And I really, really appreciated Tom's covering for us. I'm sorry I didn't think of it myself when we were driving into that compound And he just started praying for us and praying for that ministry. And for the next 2 days in the public schools, it was amazing, such that I think Tom and Genesis will agree with me that on the second day in the class, third, fourth class, I think we were effective, we were informative, and I hope we were a good witness.
Any short last thoughts, Frank, for us?
Do you have like a question?
Yeah. How did you see God work in a specific way?
It's like once we got there, it's like I could genuinely feel God, and I feel like I never experienced this before. Because, I mean, I've only been going to this church for a year. That's also why I've been trying to put myself out there more and be more with everyone at this church. And when I was there, it was like God was speaking to me. And like what Savior was talking about, that when we were like singing with everyone, it's like connected us like instantly. Yeah. Like I just felt so connected with everyone. And I'm just so grateful that I was able to experience that. And yeah.
Thanks, guys. So, we have one more short video for you. Go ahead and watch this.
Hello, my name is David. Tom and Jing are tireless in their gospel effort. Part of our purpose in visiting Thailand was to be present with Tom and Jing, to offer encouragement, and to provide rest and renewal. We had some fun, lots of laughs, good food, sweet times of worship and prayer. Our hearts and souls were full. We pray the same was true for Tom and Jing. So what does the future hold for Tom and Jing and God's work in Thailand? God's blessing on their ministry and their family is real, and the future looks bright. Tom and Jing are building a youth center on the property they've recently purchased, and Element is supporting this effort. Element has committed $10,000 this year to build the foundation, walls, and roof. The new youth center will free Tom and Jing from rental payments and help them reach more people with youth gatherings, English and skills training, discipleship meetings, and more. God has placed Tom and Jing in the right place at the right time. This youth center is 20 minutes from a new bridge that will open up commerce and travel between Laos and Thailand, and with it, the spread of the gospel beyond Thailand's borders. Pray with us for God to guide and strengthen Tom and Jing, to provide for their families' needs, to raise up ministry partners and leaders to join Tom and Jing in their work, and for continued growth of the church in Thailand and here at Element. We certainly are blessed by what they are doing and can be encouraged by their efforts.
So just to give a tiny bit of context about that video, you saw there's like a dirt piece there with a couple of trees on it. That's the property for the new youth center that Element is supporting over there. So we got to go and walk that property just a little bit and kind of pray over it too. But would you introduce yourselves and tell us why you signed up for Thailand?
I am Eric Marangi. I signed up because my wife signed me up, kind of.
That's nice.
She brought up the idea to me because she listens when people are speaking at church. And I just said yes because that's kind of my thing. If I have to think about it, it's probably going to be no because I get nervous or whatever. And so I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And I had experienced a trip when I was a kid, and it was great. And I'm like, we're both retired. Let's do this. So, yeah.
Thanks.
My name's Christy Marangi. And honestly, I don't know why originally I went to Thailand. I had heard about it, like, you know, over the years and stuff, and I thought, oh, that'd be cool, you know, but I think God had some special stuff in mind, and so I just had this need, almost, not an urge, but a need to go to Thailand, and it's interesting because I've always, throughout my entire life, I had always prayed, Jesus, don't send me overseas. I can't do it. And when it came up this last time, I was excited about it. And it was, I mean, I know God had something going on there for me.
Definitely. So with that, what's one thing that you want to share from the Thailand trip with people at Element? We'll get to Tom and Jing in that piece in just a minute, but for you personally, what's one thing that...
I wish I had like an hour and a half. One of the things that I felt there, and I really feel like, and I know a lot of people struggle with anxiety and fear of what other, you know, judgment and things like that. I experienced freedom there. A freedom to be able to worship God in any way I felt Him leading me. I was able to sing without worrying about if people were listening to me. I was able to dance. I mean, I literally was dancing, you know, in the front row, and I did not care because God's presence was there, and there was just a joy to be in His presence, and that was super impactful for me.
Cool.
Like Christy said, there's so much, but I would say the main thing is, you know, I went there thinking, oh, cool, we get to help these people, and but, you know, they helped us a lot.
Yeah.
It was amazing. So it was just, it was really neat to experience. You know, we know God is not just here. He's worldwide, right? But to see it was incredible. Just incredible.
Cool.
Yeah.
So we got to look at the new property for the youth center. But we also experienced a lot of things, like that one morning where we were praying after breakfast and Tom had the doors open. Right. Well, good. That's where we're going, Christy. So, yeah. What excites you about Tom and Jing's ministry in the future? About what God is doing through them and in that area, and maybe a quick story to go with it.
Sure. Yeah. So they're like, first off, like going there, like they are doing work, and it's awesome, and it's strategic. It's not. I mean, they're being led by God, but it's also strategic. Like Tom has lived in the town he's been in for his whole life. So he knows people. And so he's got these connections. So he like gets to go to a school that's a public school and talk about Jesus. It's like, what? Mm-hmm. In a Buddhist country. So it's not on accident, obviously. You know, God had this planned out for him, but it's amazing just to see all the connections they have and the trust that the community has in them is amazing. Because they're like the Christian people, right? Like here, I don't know what you would equate that to, but we're a Christian nation, right, in a sense. But over there, they are not. And so they're the weird Christians, but yet people are drawn to them. And it's neat to see. I will say one of the experiences that is cool is, you know, they have these youth centers, right? And that's their goal is to have a safe place for people, to talk to our kids that we support, right? But the other side of that is the community there is, it's broken, right? Like a lot of our communities, but broken in a sense, like the parents aren't there. So you have a 3 and a 5-year-old like wandering into the youth center for food. And it's beautiful.
Yeah, that was incredible to see. In addition, I think they're building, so where we were, when we went to dinner, we could see louse from where we were. My watch just talked to me. Anyways, so we could see louse, and they were talking about they're building a bridge across that river, and that this area is just going to explode in population. And so we would gather every morning and have breakfast together, and then we'd pray together, and most of the time we tried to sing together, depending on time. And one morning, Tom came to us, and he said, before we prayed, he said, you know, God had sent him a dream the night before. And he talked about how he had seen this door that was closed, and it was an ancient door. He just said it was, you know, what we would call distressed. But, like, you know, beaten up, just an ancient, ancient door, thick. And he said... he saw this door start to open, and he heard God telling him that the door's opening to let the light in, and that the fact that we got to be a part of that is just incredible. And to know that we worship a God that sees us and that will send us things like that, like a dream or a word. And I know throughout my, I know I'm talking too long, throughout my walk, I've almost dismissed
things like if you get a thought and you're like, oh, it's not God, it's just, you know, let's not be all woo-woo. But God does do that. You know what I mean? I think in the West we do that a lot. We think of it as this New Age nonsense, and God is still speaking to us. He is still sending us visions. He is doing everything that he's always done, and we just need to recognize it.
Yeah. Yeah. And what was really powerful, so Tom shared that dream with us, and then he read a psalm which talks about how David, I believe, is asking God to open the door so that God can come in, right? And so and more people would know his glory, and like, let's worship God together. And so we were praying, like, we faced the open door of the youth center, and it was sunning, and the sun was like just rising above the trees and pouring all this light in as we were praying that, God, may this be true of Thailand altogether, that these doors are open now. I mean, we got to teach Jesus in a public Buddhist school. Like, hello. And there's videos of them teaching. It's amazing. Anyway, I'm taking too much time now. But just to share with you, Thailand, at least with Tom and Jing, where they are, God is opening huge doors for more of the gospel to go forth. And just there locally, but also with this new bridge and the new commerce and travel. And so we're excited to continue to support them and to see how God keeps transforming their culture and their area. And as they happen there, it'll be encouraging to us as well. So thank you, Christy and Eric. I'll take that from you. And so along with that, I wanted to invite up Sabin. We experienced this while we were at the church in Thailand, where there was an extended time of prayer together. You got it?
Yeah, I'm all right.
There you go. There was an extended time of prayer together. And so we thought, hey, this is a different Sunday. We can kind of do this here and practice it. So Sabin is going to lead us in prayer. And some of it, as you'll see, might be a little different than you're used to, or a little bit longer than you're used to. But just pray with us for Thailand, for Tom and Jing, for Element and our role there as well. So, Sabin.
Not on the spot at all. Lord, how is it that you are just so good? How is it that we, through all of our faults and all of our hurts and all of our hang-ups and all of our worries and all of our setbacks and all of our distractions, you're just still so good? How is it that you're able to chase us down over and over and over and over again through all of these things that we're not? How is it that you just keep coming after us with this relentlessness, with this love, with this mercy, with this grace, with this justice that we don't get to see, but your glory shines out from all of those things? How is it that you are just this good? Father, we want to pray for Thailand and the things that happened over there, not just what we experienced, but the fact that they're a people, a large people group, an entire country that is just under the rule of thumb of idols and injustice. We got to experience that, Lord. Father, we pray for that country right now and those people, Tom and Jean, right now. They are in the most extreme of darknesses. That they are battling spiritual warfare every single day of their lives. How is it, Lord, that you are this good? How is it whenever we feel, when we're hung up on our own things and we don't get a chance to think outside of ourselves for 5 minutes because we're so distracted by the things that we have in this world that take us away from your love, that take us away from your peace, that take us away from your glory, Lord? How is it you're so good that you draw us back into who you are every single time without fail? How are we not abandoned by you? How are we not abandoned? How is Thailand not abandoned when all it is less than 2% Christian? How is that place not abandoned? How are those children you call yours, Lord? You will not abandon your heart. You won't abandon the one you gave to us. How is it, Lord, that this is something that you do? How are you this good? I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense, Father, that this is something that you do. that you keep calling us back over and over and over and over and over, no matter what it is that we've gone through. And for those who aren't saved in this room right now, I pray for their souls. I pray for their souls to stand up strong in your name, Lord. I pray for them to come before you and fall on their knees. How do we fall on our knees again before you, God? When we don't feel like we've got anything left to offer, because all we have to offer is what you've given. And that's the only beautiful thing we have. The only beautiful thing about us is our testimony. I pray, because you did it all, and I pray that our testimonies would just go out into this nation, to each one of us, not just to the nation of Thailand, Lord, but in this community of Element. I pray that it starts here and goes out. I pray that there be an urgency to who we are as your children, as your followers, as believers in who you are. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done, because we couldn't do anything without you doing it first. Because how are you this good that you keep loving us through every single aspect of who we are? How is it that you are this good? How is it that we can love you back? How do we do that? Lord, show us how to be more loving. Lord, show us how to be more giving. Lord, show us how to be more merciful in your name. Show us what it means to be a peacemaker in our communities. Show us what it means to look at other people in your image and say, they need your peace, they need your love, they need your guidance, they need your life. Show us what it means to have an urgency on our hearts for them. Not just our neighbors, not just the people at work, but our loved ones, our families, our communities, the people that are surrounding us. And let us just start thinking globally of what it means. We're only talking about Thailand. There are hundreds of countries that are like this. Let's pray for them. Let's get together. Give us a heart to go forward in your name, Lord. Do not abandon that. You've never abandoned a thing, so why would you? Father, we love you so much. How is it that you are this good? How is it that you are this good? Father, we thank you. Jesus, we thank you. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would do a work in this place. I pray that those who are struggling right now with self-doubt and self-worth, that that would be gone. I pray that those that who are dealing with anxiety, that that be gone. I pray that those who are dealing with their own personal turmoils of loss and hurt and regret, that that would be gone. I pray that those who are dealing with depression is not something you've called us to live in, that that would be gone. I pray that when you call us to something as great and as glorious as to live in your light and to live in your love and to live in your balance of mercy and justice and what it means to have a peace on our heart that surpasses all kinds of understanding, that doesn't make any kind of sense, that we would realize that we are adopted children of who you are, Lord, that you would call us into the bosom of your glory again. Get us to feast at your table, because your table is huge and there's enough room for us all. Father, I ask that you would move in this place. I ask that you would move in this church, that we would be able to pray for our elders to go out and do the things that you've asked them to do in complete obedience and abandonment of what you've called them to. We ask for this church to come forward right now in your name, that they would rise up like soldiers, that they would rise up like kings, that they would rise up like priests, that they would rise up with the calling that you have given them, that they would not look to the side, to the left or to the right, but they would look towards you, that you are the shining star and the shining light of who they are, because you have given your glory to this world to be seen. Let us share who you are, Lord. Let us share who you are. How is it that you are this good? And we pray this in your name. Father, as we come to communion, and we're gonna, let us be reminded of what it is that you did on that cross. Let us be reminded that you chose to sacrifice yourself, that you were beaten and crushed and whipped and bruised and stapled to a tree for the fact that you could say, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. And so that we could have communion again with you. Let us not overlook this moment. Let us not overlook this communion. Let us come to this with a pure heart. Give us that heart, Lord, because it's the only thing. We have nothing to give. We receive you in this day. And we love you so, so very much, because you are so, so very good. We pray this in your name. Amen.